This is Priscilla Lenore Miles with Crystal Clear Ministries, and I'm talking about a man in the whole armor of God in Ephesians 6. Now, this portion of the session is about the shield of faith. Faith comes about is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now, I want to look at Peter and the disciples when they're in the ship and the winds and the waves are blowing and they seen Jesus walking across the water and they got afraid. But when they got afraid, Jesus immediately called out to them and asked them not to be afraid. It is I. Don't be afraid. And that's what I need you to do, brothers. Whenever you're going through the life changes, you hold on to your faith. And even if it wavers, you still call out to the Lord, because that's your source. We can't do that for you. Only you and your relationship with God can fix that. Then Peter did step out the boat because he just knew his faith was strong. He just knew, if that's you, Lord, help me to do what I need to do. And how many times has God given you the gift to do things that you need to do? So much so that everything you touch turned into gold. Amen. That's so much so that every time you preach the word, every time you did something for your family, every time you did something for your wife, every time you did something at your job or for society, it just turned out perfectly. But every once in a while, it gets waving. It gets waving. And even though Peter stepped out on the water, he lost his shield of faith. He lost it, like he dropped it or something in the water. And when he lost that faith, when his faith wavered, he didn't lose it, when his faith wavered, he cried out to the Lord again. Again, where's your source? Crying out to the Lord. And then Jesus reached down and grabbed him up and said, oh, ye a little faith. But then again, he was proud of Peter just by the simple fact that he even wanted to come out there, that he was even willing to step out on the boat, that he was even willing to do something different that the disciples did not do. And that's what you have to do, man of God. You can't be like everybody else, because you are not like everybody else. Step out on your faith and move on that miracle God has for you. You understand what I'm saying? Because you know what happened with Peter? Even though he did deny Christ three times, you know, because we do some stupid stuff sometimes, Christ still said, call my disciples and even Peter. God will never leave you. He's always there for you, even when you make a mistake. So much so that people started believing in Peter and the God that Peter had. Not just Peter, but the God that Peter knew. You know, who's the God that you have? When people are looking at you and listening to the word that you preach, listening to the things that you talk about, this Christ that you know, do they believe and trust in this God that you're talking about? Yes, so much so that they said, hey, I like this Lord, the Peter guy. Let's leave and be under his shadow, that maybe we can be healed. Even if they didn't know about the Lord, they trusted in the Lord that Peter had faith in. How much faith do people see in you that they could take and say, I'm going to listen and learn of this Christ that this man is talking about, this woman is talking about, well, I'm talking about the men, this man is talking about, I want to know of him. Oh my God, I like his faith. I like the way he holds on, even though when he goes through hard times, when he goes through illness, he still holds on to God's unchanging hands and pulls it through. I want that kind of faith. So the people are observing you. They're observing your faith. Hold on to the shield of faith, brother. Hold on. Block it. Block them obstacles that get in the way, and hold on to your faith, your shield of faith. Amen. God bless you.